Paragraph 6 reads, "The eruption was the most deadly and economically destructive one in U.S. history, with 57 people killed and $2.7 billion of damage. However, thanks to the efforts of scientists like Dr. Johnston to force local evacuation, the death toll was not in the hundreds or thousands. The disaster intensified research on American volcanoes, galvanizing a generation of scientists to join the field. In the 40 years since the eruption, wildlife has reclaimed much of the scorched earth, with ecologists closely observing. Charlie Crisafulli, an ecologist with the Pacific Northwest Research Station, calls the area a wonderful living laboratory for investigating how ecosystems respond to and recover from these types of major events."
So this was the most deadly and economically destructive volcanic eruption in U.S. history. But, it killed 57 people and caused $2.7 billion of damage, which is very terrible, obviously, but it could have been so much worse. There's been so many disasters that were cost more people's lives and more money. One reason why it wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been was because of people like Dr. Johnston. And these evacuations, that these scientists were able to predict that this was going to happen soon, and people were evacuated. And so the death toll very easily could have been in the hundreds or thousands, but fortunately people took action and were able to escape. So the disaster intensified research on American volcanoes and galvanized a generation of people to join the field. So to galvanize just means to cause people to take some kind of action.
And so in the 40 years since this eruption, wildlife has come back and ecologists have closely observed what happened. And so an ecologist with the Pacific Northwest Research Station called the area around the mountain a wonderful living laboratory because of how helpful it is in investigating ecosystems' responses and recoveries from these types of events.